And now, C100 presents the biggest hits of the year. The top 100 of 2002. A year that looked the same frontwards as backwards. And if it came with a price tag, Winona Ryder would have cut it off by now.
People of the State of California versus Winona Ryder. Case number SA044291.
Storms of violence cannot go on. Enough is enough.
Both George W. Bush and Paul Martin wanted regime change. And both threatened to go to war to get it. 2002 was the year CEOs were SOBs. And Enron was about the only dirty word the Osbournes did not say on a weekly basis.
I am devastated by and apologetic about what Enron has come to represent.
As we look back at 2002 in the rearview mirror, we are passing not a Honda Accord, but a Kyoto Accord. Salet and Peltier got the gold. St. Mary's got the cup. And Kmart got the axe.
This is not goodbye. It's au revoir, as in see you again, we'll meet again.
It's hard to believe that Peter Zosky and the Queen Mother are gone. Elvis is back, and Paul McCartney is remarried. Why did Hockey Night in Canada try to get rid of Ron McLean? And why didn't we send somebody from NSYNC up in space when we had the chance?
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye.
Who are you?
Who am I?
I'm Spider-Man.
2002, the year of Spider-Man, American Idol, The Bachelor, and Liza Minnelli's big fat geek wedding. David Letterman did not go to ABC. The Pope did come to Canada. And wasn't it ironic that the snipers who caused so many to lose so much sleep were finally caught when they finally fell asleep?
Shortly after 3:30 this morning, the tactical response team arrested two individuals who were sleeping in the vehicle. They were taken into custody without incident.
To honor our dedicated forces in the Gulf, the C-100 Breakfast Club was dedicated to our forces in the Gulf. And the passing of a beloved Governor General reminded us that everybody loved Raymond. Ladies and gentlemen, beginning now with number 100 from the soundtrack of Men in Black 2, here's Will Smith and Black Suits Coming.
This is the C-100 100,
the official top 100 of 2002.